from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Joining us now is one of my favorite guests, Michael Jannetty, co-founder and editor of SpotTrack. Follow him on Twitter at SpotTrack. It's the website that I've used for years and will always continue to use going forward. Michael, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. First things first, obviously this is Packers country, as you are well aware. So when the Trevor Lawrence news comes out, I immediately said nobody is happier about this news than Jordan Love in the state of Wisconsin at this point. How surprised were you by the money that Trevor Lawrence got, the average money, the guaranteed money, everything that goes along with that contract?
Right. The initial shock is always big. And, it's become kind of common knowledge for somebody in our industry just to say, all right, we got to take a breath and figure out what this thing actually looks like from the inside out. And now, you know, a week or so later, having seen every single number involved with this thing, I actually think it's fair market value for a player who was drafted where he was drafted, who is inside of a team that is, you know, trying to contend, not quite there. The team and the player are sort of in the exact same boat, right? They have not reached their potential, but they're going to pay to try to get to that potential. That is the contract that Trevor Lawrence signed. So that's just a going rate for that quarterback. And when you talk about a salary cap that's $255 million and, you know, revenue streams and everything that goes with the health of this league right now, it's fair value for $40 million a year for the next 5 years. That's what the nuts and bolts of this contract says. I think Jacksonville has done well as long as Trevor Lawrence can reach another level in this ceiling that we haven't seen him get to just yet.
Yeah, but this is the thing here. First of all, the Jared Goff contract, I thought that was insane. Then I saw the Trevor Lawrence contract, I thought that was insane. And when we talk about Jordan Love, I don't know what Jordan Love and his agent, David Mulgado, went into the Packers with as far as what they were asking for, but I find it hard to believe that the initial asking price was more than $55 million a year. If I was guessing, it probably was closer to $50 million a year. The Packers were probably trying to get it less than that, and because they couldn't figure this out soon enough, it's going to end up costing them more than what they were originally asking for, probably.
There's no question. It's a cat and mouse game. It's who's going to strike first, right? Tua's in the same boat in Miami right now, and you know that everything changed a week ago in that regard as well. So your numbers are pretty much aligned with where our math has been speaking out loud as well, right? Jordan Love, though it's a one-year sample size, and we hate doing any kind of math off of that. You have to in this because of the bridge contract and where things were headed. It's 50. 50 was the number. I can tell you right now, because of what Trevor Lawrence has done, and we kind of variable players against each other, Jordan Love is now 53, and that's just where it goes from here. So Tua is 56 because of his two-year sample size. So everything's lining up mathematically, even though you're right. If you just sit back and take a deep breath, it doesn't make a lot of sense team by team for the next man up philosophy to get to this point, right? $60 million, $65 million a year, which is where we're headed in the next 18 months.
I think that it's going to end up being Tua somewhere around 57 to 58. I think Love will be in that same range, and I think Dak Prescott's going to be over $60 million before this whole thing is said and done, which is much higher than I think anybody thought.
I think you're right on there. I think 60's always been Dak's number because everybody else has been talking in the 50s and the 55s, and Dak knows that his leverage is 25% more than everybody else right now because of the situation that Dallas has put themselves into. So I don't think that's changed. Nothing that happens quarterback contract-wise over the next really 6 months or so is going to affect Dak Prescott directly, but it will affect players like Jordan Love and Tua, who are sort of in the same conversation as Trevor Lawrence, even though, you know, things vary a little bit here.
How much does postseason success, do you think, play into negotiations when you start talking about the fact that, yeah, Jordan Love only had 1 year, but the ability to go in and beat Dallas, a team that was undefeated at home last year, in the manner the Packers did, and then, you know, give the Niners all they could handle until, you know, he threw that bad pass at the end. How much does that play into, you know, future years and what you're trying to negotiate?
It's funny because teams will try to say that's recency bias, we can't think that way, and yet it's the most important part of the conversation, and they know it. And they know that it's got to be part of the negotiation tactic. So, look, you mentioned Jared Goff. There's no question that Jared Goff's price was higher than math says it should be, than most reason says it should be, and it has to do with his ability, A, to get to a Super Bowl previously in his career, and now to take this Detroit team from 0 to 100, really in a matter of 18 months. So it can certainly benefit you. It can certainly be a negative, right? We've seen Kirk Cousins, I think, be somewhat swallowed in terms of his ability to go top market because he's just not a postseason winner in terms of what his resume tells us. So it does.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Works both ways, but team can try to take it out of the equation, but it's just not possible anymore, even though, you know, statistically, we're not supposed to be including those numbers.
So I'm Michael Jannetty, co-founder and editor of SpotTrack. Follow him on Twitter at SPOTRAC. Check him out at SpotTrack.com. They have all your contract information for pretty much whatever professional sport you want to follow. They have it all. I'm curious your thoughts in this. There has been a conversation I saw on CBS Sports today before the show about trying in some way, shape, or form of having a max deal attached to quarterbacks kind of going forward to kind of limit the percentage of the cap that they would take up going forward. That owners, maybe it hasn't gotten traction yet. I believe Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network is the one that brought this up, but they've had those initial talks. I'm not quite sure how far that goes with the Players Association. What would you say to that concept if you were the Players Association?
No chance. You know, it's really nice for us to handle NBA contracts that have these structures. It's really nice to have a formula and to know exactly kind of where things are going to lie. I cannot imagine that the NFL Players Association ever wants to even broach this conversation. And it's really as simple as this. We know that, you know, Dak Prescott at $60 million is a heck of a lot more than any average quarterback and any average player at any other position. But the fact that that contract is on the books, it helps. It helps. Yes, it's going to widen the middle class gap and it's going to defeat the middle class a little bit. We've seen that happen in other sports. But I think it's better for players overall, and this would be the consensus with the NFLPA, to continue to push as quickly and as much as humanly possible. And look, Joe Burrow, last year, this $55 million contract is nearly 25% of what the league salary cap was last year. That's not a big number. It's really not that big of another number in the grand scheme of things when you talk about how important this position is. So I would have trouble finding what that sweet spot percentage number is because of the size of these rosters. And I really just think because of the flexibility of the salary cap and how you can manipulate it every single year, you just shouldn't need a flat number. You should be able to say, this is what this player is worth, and we're going to make that work because we can do basically whatever we want salary cap-wise on an annual basis.
Who do you think goes next between Love, Tua, and Dak Prescott? I think logic says Dak goes last and waits and waits and waits and waits as long as he can. And the other two probably go in front of Dak, and all three are represented by the same agency, different agents inside of that agency, but still the same agency.
Yeah, it feels like the Jordan Love stuff is coming to head. I know you're a little closer to that, and I've seen kind of an up-and-down scenario to it to some degree as well. But I think the Tua stuff has sort of gone by the wayside a little bit, especially since Trevor has signed. That's sort of a local situation for those two players. I would expect Love to go first, Tua closer to training camp. And I do not think Dak Prescott gets an extension. I think he walks in free agency next March.
What?
Yep,
really?
I sure do. Yep.
Why? Because a Trey Lance?
No, they're not going to have an option, right? So it's going to be they're going to have to negotiate with every other team. It's going to be a baseball-type situation where Scott Boras takes his client to free agency and says, hey, if you want him back, you're going to have to deal with 30 other teams to get him back. I think that's what Dallas has done, and I think Dak has gone through this ringer with them 4 years ago, and he doesn't want to do it again. So he's going to get his $60 to $62 million contract nearly fully guaranteed, or he's going to be a free agent and make Jerry Jones negotiate with other teams in March.
So we think – so they can franchise tag him, can't they, or no?
They cannot. So there's a no franchise tag clause and there's a no trade clause. So he has complete control over the next 12 months.
Oh my God.
How things go. And that's what I mean. He has maximum leverage. So I don't know why he would take anything but an absolute stunner, you know?
Wow. That is nuts. And then if Dak were to go win a Super Bowl with McCarthy, imagine what that number is going to be then if he actually gets this team to a Super Bowl and wins it. In Dallas, where they've been starving for any type of postseason success possible, that number could go through the roof. Wow, that would be wild if he walked in free agency to, say, the Raiders, right, in Las Vegas to go be the quarterback of the Raiders or something.
That's easily the number one team. You nailed it. Yeah, there's probably six or seven, Seattle, a couple more, but that's the team for sure that would come in with the biggest number maybe we've ever seen in the history of sports.
That is wild. Michael Jannetty, co-founder and editor of SpotTrack. Follow him on Twitter at SpotTrack, SPOTRAC. Again, SPOTRAC. I have one last one for you. How does that Aaron Rodgers contract look right now after being hurt all of last year and everything that goes around with Aaron Rodgers, including his age to go along with it? What does that contract look like as far as whether or not it's worth it or not based on what everybody else seemingly is signing for and where they're at?
It's a great question. It's one I haven't been asked yet in a while because we hear so much of the work both ways, but teams can try to take it out of the equation, but it's just not possible anymore, even though, you know, statistically, we're not supposed to be including those numbers.
So I'm Michael Jannetty, co-founder and editor of SpotTrack. Follow him on Twitter at SPOTRAC. Check him out at SpotTrack.com. They have all your contract information for pretty much whatever professional sport you want to follow. They have it all. I'm curious your thoughts in this. There has been a conversation I saw on CBS Sports today before the show about trying in some way, shape, or form of having a max deal attached to quarterbacks kind of going forward to kind of limit the percentage of the cap that they would take up going forward. That owners, maybe it hasn't gotten traction yet. I believe Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network is the one that brought this up, but they've had those initial talks. I'm not quite sure how far that goes with the Players Association. What would you say to that concept if you were the Players Association?
No chance. You know, it's really nice for us to handle NBA contracts that have these structures. It's really nice to have a formula and to know exactly kind of where things are going to lie. I cannot imagine that the NFL Players Association ever wants to even broach this conversation. And it's really as simple as this. We know that, you know, Dak Prescott at $60 million is a heck of a lot more than any average quarterback and any average player at any other position. But the fact that contract is on the books, it helps. It helps. Yes, it's going to widen the middle class gap and it's going to defeat the middle class a little bit. We've seen that happen in other sports. But I think it's better for players overall, and this would be the consensus with the NFLPA, to continue to push as quickly and as much as humanly possible. And look, Joe Burrow, last year, this $55 million contract is nearly 25% of what the league salary cap was last year. That's not a big number. It's really not that big of a number in the grand scheme of things when you talk about how important this position is. So I would have trouble finding what that sweet spot percentage number is because of the size of these rosters. And I really just think because of the flexibility of the salary cap and how you can manipulate it every single year, you just shouldn't need a flat number. You should be able to say, this is what this player is worth, and we're going to make that work because we can do basically whatever we want salary cap-wise on an annual basis.
Who do you think goes next between Love, Tua, and Dak Prescott? I think logic says Dak goes last and waits and waits and waits and waits as long as he can. And the other two probably go in front of Dak, and all three are represented by the same agency, different agents inside of that agency, but still the same agency.
Yeah, it feels like the Jordan Love stuff is coming to head. I know you're a little closer to that, and I've seen kind of an up-and-down scenario, Tua to some degree as well. But I think the Tua stuff has sort of gone by the wayside a little bit, especially since Trevor has signed. That's sort of a local situation for those two players. I would expect Love to go first, Tua closer to training camp. And I do not think Dak Prescott gets an extension. I think he walks into free agency next March.
What?
Yeah,
really?
I sure do. Yep.
Why? Because a Trey Lance?
No, they're not going to have an option, right? So it's going to be they're going to have to negotiate with every other team. It's going to be a baseball-type situation where Scott Boras takes his client to free agency and says, hey, if you want him back, you're going to have to deal with 30 other teams to get him back. I think that's what Dallas has done, and I think Dak has gone through this ringer with them 4 years ago, and he doesn't want to do it again. So he's going to get his $60 to $62 million contract nearly fully guaranteed, or he's going to be a free agent and make Jerry Jones negotiate with other teams in March.
So we think – so they can franchise tag him, can't they, or no?
They cannot. So there's a no franchise tag clause and there's a no trade clause. So he has complete control over the next 12 months.
Oh, my God.
How things go. And that's what I mean. He has maximum leverage. So I don't know why he would take anything but an absolute stunner, you know?
Wow. That is nuts. And then if Dak were to go win a Super Bowl with McCarthy, imagine what that number is going to be then if he actually gets this team to a Super Bowl and wins it. In Dallas, where they've been starving for any type of postseason success possible, that number could go through the roof. Wow, that would be wild if he walked in free agency to say the Raiders, right, in Las Vegas to go be the quarterback of the Raiders or something.
That's easily the number one team. You nailed it. Yeah, there's probably six or seven, Seattle, a couple more, but that's the team for sure that would come in with the biggest number maybe we've ever seen in the history of sports.
That is wild. Michael Jannetty, co-founder and editor of Spot Track. Follow him on Twitter at Spot Track, SPOTRAC. Again, SPOTRAC. I have one last one for you. How does that Aaron Rodgers contract look right now after being hurt all of last year and everything that goes around with Aaron Rodgers, including his age to go along with it? What does that contract look like as far as whether or not it's worth it or not based on what everybody else seemingly is signing for and where they're at?
It's a great question. It's one I haven't been asked yet in a while because we hear so much of the other side of Aaron Rodgers' story, right? It's really a one and done, okay, for this upcoming season. So you're right. Last year was a bust, and they hated every second of that. It's 1 year at $38 million for a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. If it doesn't work, it'll look terrible. But I think right now there's positivity with that roster, with the youth movement that they've drafted successfully recently. And I don't know. I think people still kind of hope that he's 75% of what he's going to be. So at that price, one for 38, which is honestly less than what a franchise tag would be, right? I think there's a bit of value at this point with Aaron Rodgers heading into New York for one season and then the ability to get out of this thing after that. So for now, I'll stay positive, but I'm easily turned within 3-4 weeks of the season.
Love having you on, man. Thanks so much for coming on, Michael, and I'm sure we'll have you on in the future.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
You betcha. Take care. There is Michael Jannetty, co-founder and editor of Spot Track. Follow him on Twitter at Spot Track.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.